Chapter 22. The Bistro. It was late afternoon by the time they got back to Lisa's apartment. Jack took out his smartphone, then looked at his Rolex. "You calling Nicole?" said Lisa. "It's after midnight in the Gulf. I'll leave it until morning. Gonna give Matthew a bell, though."
"You want to eat out tonight?" she asked.
"Yeah, sure."
"There's a cool bistro a couple of blocks down. We'll go there. I'm gonna get a shower."
Jack smiled and nodded, then swiped the screen.
"Jack, how are you doing?"
"Hi, Matt. We're good. We tracked down Captain Bergen."
"Excellent. Well done." "Don't get too excited, bro. He's dead."
Jack reported all the day's events, from the airbase to the police precinct. Matthew cleared his throat.
"Excuse me. Now there's only one name left on the list."
"Yes. Have you guys come up with any ideas where we can find him, Matt?"
"Lieutenant Colonel Marcus Nelson spent most of his career in military intelligence, Jack."
"Yeah, I know. If he doesn't want to be found, it's highly likely we won't find him. Nelson is gone. There is no Nelson."
"Okay. We still have plenty of evidence. It would have been better if we had a live witness, but we're still in the game. It's not over yet."
"Has Lisa spoken to her controller?"
"Not yet. We're going to see him in the morning. We'd have still been in police custody if he hadn't bailed us out. He's not impressed at the moment, being kept in the dark."
"What are you going to tell him, Jack?"
"Lisa and I will talk about it tonight and decide."
"Okay, bro. You take care. It's a high-stakes game you're playing."
"Don't I know it?
I'll be in touch. Thanks, Matthew."
"Bye, Jack."
The line went dead. He'd showered and changed and was sitting watching the news on TV. President-elect Alex Mason's inauguration was now only a few days away, and almost every channel reported the coming event. Lisa came in.
"You ready?"
She wore a deep blue silk dress with a large floral motif, which showed off her athletic figure perfectly.
"Wow, you look terrific."
She smiled, feigned a curtsy, and in an over-affected southern drawl said, "Why, thank you, kind sir." As he held the door open, he inhaled her perfume.
Christian Dior. Nice.
The bistro was set back from the road, with a small garden at the front. The handsome young man at the desk greeted Lisa.
"Good evening, madame. Nice to see you again."
"Thank you, Paul. We haven't booked. Can you squeeze us in, please?" The man smiled, clearly smitten with Lisa.
"Of course, madame. This way, please."
The host picked up some menus and led the way to a nicely situated table towards the rear of the dining area. Once they were seated, he handed them the menus. "We have some very nice sea bass, fresh in, and Antonio's special this evening is a classic, Tornados Rossini." Lisa flashed the smile.
"Thank you, Paul. Sounds lovely.
Can I get you something to drink?" "A large glass of white Chianti, please."
"Sir?"
"Sparkling water, a large bottle, please." Paul smiled and retreated for the drinks.
"Oh, he's definitely got the hots for you, babe."
Lisa frowned.
"Behave."
By mid-evening, the bistro had filled up. A trio had appeared and were playing smooth jazz tunes, which had several couples swaying rhythmically on the tiny dance floor. They'd eaten the sea bass and the Rossini, and while Jack enjoyed the dessert, Lisa sipped at her third Chianti.
"Can you dance, Jack?"
Jack wiped his mouth with the linen napkin.
"Can I dance?
When I was a lot younger, we used to go to the Twisted Wheel in Manchester. It was a dance club, the place where Northern Soul music originated. We used to work all day and then drive 2 hours from the Lake District to Manchester, then dance all night. That was 40 years ago."
She pushed her chair back, stood up with a hand on her hip.
"So is that a yes or a no?"
"It's a yes."
They joined the small group on the dance floor and the rhythm took over.
"Not a bad mover for an old man."
"That's the second time you've called me an old man today, lady."
She leaned in, kissed his cheek and smiled.
"Oh, I think you're far from anything like old, Mr. Castle."
It was dark when they left the bistro. The temperature had dropped, but it was still very pleasant. Lisa linked her arm through his and, as they sauntered back, turned to him. "This could almost have been a date, honey." He squeezed her arm in his. "Another time, another life, and it certainly could have been." They both laughed, until the man behind them pushed the gun into Jack's back. "Get in the alleyway,"